congratulations to the 2018-2019 National Officer Team. With me, I have Shea Booster, an Agriculture Business Management major at Oregon State University. He was just recently elected the Western Region Vice President. Tell me, how are you feeling right now?
I'm pretty excited and really humbled by the situation to be with these other five individuals who really have a passion for FFA and agriculture education. Just really excited to go out there and meet all the members and let them shine their lights as well.
What was the first thing that you thought of when they called your name standing there by the stage?
It couldn't be real. And I kind of took a couple steps forward and then paused, and people just kept shoving me, so I just kept running. And when I got to the stage and they didn't throw me off, I realized it was real.
It's real, all right. Alrighty, tell me more about yourself and how you got started in FFA.
So I'm the non-traditional agriculture education student, didn't hail from a farm or any type of agriculture background. I was exposed to hogs at a local county fair through a friend, and since then it was just me, you know, trying to get as close to production agriculture as I could, begging my parents for my own hog, or just trying to go to the local fair. Anything I could do to get close to agriculture, get close to that blue jacket, I did from the time I was in high school until right now.
What made you want to run for a national office?
My little sister. She's got the biggest dreams and highest hopes, and when I see her dream, I realize I wasn't dreaming big enough, and so I better, you know, be the big brother that she should look up to.
Let's talk more about how many hours and what does the preparation take to run for national office?
So anything I would tell you, I'd have to double it because it took me two tries. So I ran last year and was unsuccessful, so I doubled back and decided to train again and hit it hard again. A lot more the second year was just trying to figure out who I really was and why I was running. And that was kind of unraveled and revealed to me through friends and close family who kept encouraging me to go for those dreams, but never shy away from who I really was.
Who do you want to thank for helping you get here today?
As cliche as it is, my mom and dad. They had no idea what the FFA was when I started my journey. The first big FFA event they went to, I drug them to Louisville for a national convention. And since then, my parents' eyes have just been open to the organization. And it didn't matter where I was going or how expensive a trip was, they'd find a way to send me because they knew how important it was to me. And so without a family support system like that from my parents, I definitely wouldn't be in this jacket today.
What are you looking forward to most in this year of service?
I'm the agricultural rookie. I mean, I don't have all this vast knowledge that some of my teammates bring to the table, but I've got a passion, a curiosity that I don't think parallels with many because I love learning new things. And so I'm super excited to see what agriculture looks like all over the country, but also agriculture education, and see what kind of members are out there and how we can help them, how we can have an impact on them, but also the impact that they'll leave on us.
You just heard from Shea Booster, the 2018-2019 National FFA Western Regional Vice President. Reporting for FFA Today from the 91st National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Hannah Borg.